Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glad to be able to come back on, reach the world for Christ one more time this side of heaven. So if this is Evangelist Lloyd and Betty Yearwood. If you want to tune in and come in here, be with us, well, you can call in on 310-742-1759. That's 310-742-1759. Call in and be a part of the service with us. So 423, call in, come in there and tell us who you are and where you're at.
This is Eddie Bolton from Jacksboro, Tennessee.
Amen, brother. We'll get you on there just in a minute there. We got some prayer requests and things we're going to make known right here. Then maybe get these girls up here and let them do their thing. Then we'll get you on our brother Eddie to obey the Lord.
Okay.
Okay, go ahead and give the prayer request and everything.
It's good to be back on Blog Talk Radio again tonight, and we have a few prayer requests that we'd like everybody to help us pray about. We've got Pastor Bob and Clara Hicks. They need a touch in their body and a miracle. And Braden and Kay have leukemia. Let's remember them. They need a miracle. We know that God's able to heal them. And Cassandra Combs, that had a stroke, we thank God that she's talking some. Just continue to pray for her. She's still in rehabilitation. And Peyton, a little fifth grader, broke her leg. My brother Dan had five bypass surgery, and he hadn't been in church in 30 years. And he didn't want no gospel music or nothing like that in his home. And we went to his home a few weeks back, and he had gospel music playing. So we thank God that he's working on him. And he said when he gets up enough strength and everything to where he can sit up good, he's going to go to church. So thank God for that. And we want everybody to pray for all the listeners out there, that God will meet all their needs. And we asked you to pray for Brother John's boy. I can't remember his name, but God knows his name. Let's all just go to the Lord in prayer.
Let's make the revival announcement.
Okay. We're going to have a Holy Ghost revival May the 12th through the 13th, 2013, at Varnellville Gospel Church, 214 Varnell Cedar Street in Varnell, Georgia, with Evangelist Lloyd Yearwood from Madisonville, Tennessee, and Evangelist Clint and Joanna Green from Springboro, Ohio. Times of the service is Sunday at 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. and Monday through Wednesday at 7 p.m. Come and be blessed.
Amen. So let's all just go to the Lord in prayer and pray for these needs. Brother Eddie, do you have any prayer requests you want to make known?
I'd like for you to remember my wife and my children tonight, that God would save them that's lost, that He'd minister to them that's saved.
Amen.
Okay.
Praise the Lord. We've got lost kids, too, need prayer. So Our Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, we come in agreement right now, Father. Lord, we just ask you, God,
to preach
down, Lord,
to touch
down, God,
the
prayer request is given here tonight. Father, we just pray, God, that you would just move us. Lord, that you would answer every one of them. Lord, that you would heal them.
Lord, restore
them. God, in your own way, you know, Lord, how to deal with them.
God,
Lord,
I pray for brother and sister Hicks, Lord, that you'd move and give them a miracle, Lord, that they need. And
Lord,
we pray for that one with leukemia, Lord, that you'd give a miracle in that. Lord, we rebuke that leukemia. God, I pray for that one, Lord, tonight. You've got that broken leg, that you'd heal that now, Lord.
God, that you would heal quickly,
Lord, that to be able to get around on that leg, Father. And Lord, we
Lord,
pray for each request
them, God,
then tonight.
Before it's everlasting,
God, that you will, Lord. And I pray,
Lord,
I thank you for this
so
one that's listening to
right
the gospel
Father,
music,
pray,
Father. God,
that
once again,
them,
I pray, God, that you would, Lord,
and
move him in
the Holy
Father,
Ghost,
and God,
give you the praise,
God, turn his heart to
Father,
you again, Lord,
Jesus,
may he come to
you,
Father,
you,
God, and give his life to you again, Father, God, we pray, Father, you bless this broadcast, bless each one that's listening,
Lord,
we pray, Father, that you move in this revival, God, and give a good revival, Father, in Jesus' name, pour your spirit out, Father, God.
Revival.
Thank you, God, in the name of Jesus, we pray, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Praise God.
Amen. Praise God.
Glory
appreciate
to your name.
That. So, Stephanie, come on over here and sing your song right now. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Stephanie's going to sing. Praise God.
What's like a bird in prison, I will. No freedom from my sorrow I felt, but Jesus came and listened to me, and glory to God, he set me free. He set me free, yes, he set me free. He broke the bonds of prison for me. I'm glory bound, my Jesus to see, and glory to God, he set me free. Now I am climbing high today. Darkness of night has drifted away. My feet are planted on higher ground. And glory to God, I'm hunger bound. He set me free, yes, he set me free. He broke the bonds of prison for me. I'm glory bound, my Jesus to see. Yeah. Glory to God, he set me free. Goodbye to sin and things I confound. Not of this world shall turn me around. Daily I'm working, I'm praying to and glory to God, I'm going free. He set me free, yes, he set me free. He broke the bonds of prison for me. I'm glory bound, my Jesus to see. And glory to God, he set me free.
Praise God.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Appreciate that song. Hallelujah. Praise God. Could you hear it good, brother?
Yeah.
Okay. I didn't know if she was low or not there. Okay, we're going to let Betty say her Bible scripture here.
John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish but have everlasting life.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise God. Okay, if you want to call in and be a part of this service tonight, well, call in on 310-742-1759. So just call in and be a part of this service. So, Brother Eddie?
Yeah.
Just go ahead and obey the Lord.
I want to read a little bit out of the 8th chapter of the book of Romans. There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath made me free from the law of sin and death. Brother, when Jesus come in, he set us free from sin. He took our sin, he forgave our sin. And the Bible said, in, I believe in the book of Romans, that he said that sin shall have no more dominion over you. And honey, God broke the power of sin in the believer's life tonight.
Amen.
He broke the power of sin, and he gave us victory. The Bible says, this is a victory that overcometh the world, even your faith. And I thank God tonight that he gave us the Spirit of life. And Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. And, brother, he set us free from sin. He broke the bondage of sin. It's like the song it says that said sin will take you further than you want to go, and it'll keep you longer than you want to stay.
Amen.
And then glory to God, we don't have to get out and live in sin today because of the Spirit of God that lives in us, because Christ has come into our heart and he broke that bondage. We was born in sin. And brother, we had a sin nature, but you know, when we repented and when we give our life to the Lord and we were born again, Jesus come into our life and he said, old things are passed away and behold, all things are become new. 2 Corinthians 5:17. Brother, he made us a new creation in Christ Jesus. And
yes,
brother, we don't any longer follow the works of the flesh. He said that for the law, for what the law could not do in that it was weak through the flesh, God sending his own son in the likeness of sinful flesh and for sin, condemned sin in the flesh, that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Honey, God, give the law to the Jews that they might be able to, that he made a way that they could come to him, but they brought the blood of bulls and goats, which couldn't do anything. It was weak through the flesh.
Amen.
But through Jesus, he come to fulfill the righteousness of the law, brother, because of believing on the Lord Jesus Christ with all our heart. He said it, the daughter said that a while ago, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. John 3:16. And honey, God, give us everlasting life tonight, and we don't have to worry about going in and laying down of us and going the sleep of a night, whether we're going to wake up the next day or not. But bless God,
amen,
we can have peace, and brother, we can have contentment today, because knowing that if anything was to happen that during the time that we lay there, that God, that our soul would go be with the Jesus, and he said to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. And brother, I want you to know today that God will give you peace today. And over here in the book of Galatians, he said, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, and temperance. Against such there is no law, and they that are Christ have crucified the flesh with the affections and love. Said, if we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. And that's Galatians 5:22-25. And brother, I want you to know today that the life and peace is through Jesus Christ tonight. He give us peace. The Bible said in John 10:10, the thief cometh not but for to steal, to kill, and to destroy. I'm come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. And brother, when you get the joy of the Lord in your life, and brother, it's because of the fruit of the Spirit. And brother, when the fruit of the Spirit are growing in your life, and brother, the Bible said, he that bring forth fruit, that God will purge it, that it'll bring forth more fruit. Brother, God wants the fruit of the Spirit in our life today. Brother, we can live a Christian life today because it's no longer we that live, but it's Christ that lives in us, and we can live tonight because he has life. Honey, we have life. And brother, I want you to know today, he said that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. You see, when we believe that Christ died for us, and brother, he died, and on the third appointed morning that God raised him from the dead, the righteousness of the law is fulfilled in that faith. The Bible said that Abraham believed God, and it was counted to him for righteousness. And brother, it's counted to us for righteousness when we believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. We're made righteousness. We're made the righteousness of God tonight. And brother, I want you to know something, that God loves you, and he wants to bless you, and he wants to help you to live, and he wants to help you to go on forward and have life. life and have it more abundantly. God don't want you to be bound down by sin. And in fact, the Bible says that if we live according to the flesh, that we'll die. But he said here, he said in the 6th verse here, in the 5th verse, he said, for they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. And verse 6 says, for to be carnally minded is death, but spiritually minded is life and peace. Bless God, this being carnally minded is a mind after the world, after the
Amen.
Things of the world. But bless God, tonight when Jesus comes in and all things are become new, bless God, it causes us to dwell, brother, on the things of God. He said, by the renewing of the Holy Ghost, he told us to renew our mind. Brother, I want you to know today we can renew that mind today by dwelling on the things of God. Brother, the Spirit of God will teach us. He will help us to walk forward. He'll help us to, he'll be our strength today. You might say today, well, now, I don't know if I could live for the Lord or not, but I assure you today, honey, that you can live for the Lord. Honey, all you've got to do is get down and give your heart to the Lord. Honey, get saved tonight. Get born again into the family of God. Brother, and you can live for the Lord tonight. I want to encourage you tonight. If God is speaking to you, bless God, just to bow your head. Get on your knees, maybe. Bless God and begin to call on the Lord. He said, whoever would call on the Lord shall be saved. Brother, I want you to know what. He said, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Honey, you might say, I'm so miserable I can't live. I know what that is, because at one time I got to the place I was so miserable I couldn't live. I wasn't trying to live for the Lord because I didn't think I could live for the Lord. I didn't think I could do what God wanted me to do. But you know what? I begin to find out after a while, brother, that it's not a great thing for Jesus to live in you. It's not a great thing, brother. What I'm saying is that brother, it might be great to the individual, but it's Jesus that comes into us. And that's
Amen.
Why it's great. Brother, he comes into us and he begins to live his life in us. Brother, the Bible says over here in verse 14, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Brother, today, to be a son of God, you know, there's a lot of religions in the world today. There's a lot
Amen.
Of people says this is the way. There's a lot of people that says that's the way. But brother, I want you to know the Bible says, Jesus said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. And brother, I'll tell you today that whatever, there's no other religion on the face of the earth that can give you the peace that Jesus can give you. Brother,
Amen.
One of the fruit of the Spirit is peace. And he said that to be spiritually minded is life and peace, because the carnal mind is enmity or an enemy against God, for it's not subject to the law of God, neither can be. Thank God today that God has made us the righteousness of Jesus Christ, because it made him righteousness unto us. Brother, it's not by works, but it's by grace that you're saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It's the gift of God. And the Bible said in Ephesians 4:30 that we're sealed until the day of redemption. God put his mark on us, and God follows us. Bless God, he keeps his hand on us. The Bible said in another place that no man is able to pluck him out, or is able to pluck us out of the hand of the Father. Brother, I want you to know what, neither a highest nor depths, nor width, nor tribulation, nor angels, or any such thing is able to separate us from the love of God. Honey, I'll tell you today, that peace that you're looking for, it's found today in Jesus Christ. It's found today. Bless God, when you begin to live for the Lord, brother, one of the first things you begin to notice, he said that you're a new creation in Christ, and one of the first things you begin to notice is you begin to love them people that you didn't have any use for, that you maybe you even hated them, bless God, but you begin to love them, and brother, you might even want to go up and hug their neck. Oh, I'm telling you what, today, honey, the love of God constraineth us and causes us to walk this walk. He said, if we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. I've heard people say, brother, they shout, but they need to walk right when they come back down. Brother, if we shout in the Spirit and we're a child of God, we can walk in the Spirit after we shout. And there's one thing about it today, when the Spirit of God begins, honey, to move in our life, bless God, it will cause us to want to shout. It will cause us to want to lift the name of Jesus. Oh, I'm telling you what, he said, because the carnal mind is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. Now listen to this verse 8, so then they that are in the flesh cannot please God. And verse 9 says, but you're not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if so be that the Spirit of God dwell in you. Brother, you're in the Spirit tonight. If you're saved, if the Spirit of God dwells in you, you're in the Spirit tonight. Although I'm telling you what, there's a lot of people that claims to be saved, and they say, I've got no faith. Brother, that's a contradiction of terms tonight, because Amen. The Bible says it's by grace through faith that you're saved. He said, according as God hath dealt to every man the measure of faith. Bless God, whenever that you are born again, you hear the gospel message being preached, brother, and you believe on that. Brother, the law of faith is triggered. Brother, and faith is imparted unto you. Brother, and I'll tell you today, you can stand because of that measure of faith, but it don't just have to stay there. You know, the Bible, Jesus said in one place, he said, if they have faith as a grain of mustard seed, honey, I want you to know tonight that this faith that I'm talking about, brother, that comes through and by Jesus Christ, brother, it's a pure faith tonight. Brother, it's a pure faith. It will cause you to be able to go on forth. And like I said a while ago, the Bible said, brother, if Christ dwells in you, brother, it's no longer tonight, it's no longer we that live, but it's Christ that lives in us. Brother, and he said, now if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he's not of his. And brother, I want you to know tonight, brother, there's a lot of people that says they're Christian, but they don't listen to the Word of God being preached. They don't listen to gospel music. You never see them darken the church doors. Bless God today. Brother, the Bible said, I believe it's in Hebrews 10:25, to forsake not the assembling of herself together, and the manner of some is. And brother, I want you to know, when Jesus comes into your life, you want to assemble together with the people of God. You see, the Bible says in the 10th chapter of the book of Romans, said that faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. And when you go out to the house of God, brother, and you join your faith, and you listen to the Word of God being preached, bless God, it adds to your faith, and your faith is multiplied, your faith grows, and bless God, it becomes strength unto you that you can go on, brother. And I want you to know, there's an anointing tonight that goes with assembling together with the people of God. It's like an umbrella that overshadows you, brother, and because of that anointing, you can go out and you can walk. You might say, well, you said, brother, it was because Jesus come in. Amen, it is. Because Jesus has come sin. That desire will be to go to the house of God. Brother, I want you to know tonight that Jesus is waiting on you, brother, to call on his name. You might say, I've been saved, but I got so many problems that I just don't know what to do with them. And I just got to throw my hands up and quit. No. It's not time to quit tonight, but it's time to go on. It's time, the Bible said, brother, that he that endures to the end, the same shall be saved. Brother, when you get this faith in you, it will give you some enduring power. Brother, that when the trials come upon you, brother, you can endure them trials. Your trial of faith has been much more precious than of gold. Listen to me tonight. Bless God. He said that if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he's none of his. Brother, it don't matter if a person says that they are saved, but bless God tonight, if they've got the Spirit of Christ in them, brother, then they're born again tonight, because it takes Christ living in. He said, if Christ is in you, be in you. In verse 10, the body is dead because of sin, but the Spirit of life, the Spirit is life because of righteousness. Honey, we've got to be made righteous before God tonight. And the only way we can be made righteous, it's not by going out and offering up bulls and goats or pigeons or doves, but it's through believing on the Lamb of God that was slain. Brother, that poured his blood out. That he died. He was beaten with 39 stripes for the healing. Brother, he wore a crown of thorns. The Bible said that the iniquity of us all was upon him. He said, by his stripes you're healed. Brother, he took those stripes, and then they took him out. The Bible said his visage, it was marred more than any man. And you couldn't recognize him because of where he had been beat so much. But, brother, I want you to know he took that, and he took it gladly because he seen what it would do. He knew what was going on. He was the Lamb of God. The Bible said in one place that he was slain from the foundation of the world. It was the plan of God that he be slain, that he be crucified, brother, and that he was buried. And on the third and appointed morning, he come out victorious over death, hell, and the grave. Brother, tonight it was God's plan, because God, he had a body of people that he wanted to call in. Brother, you might say, well, now, brother, he may not have called me, but the Bible said in one place that whoever would come to him, he didn't know likewise cast them out. Brother, I want you to know today, if God's speaking to your heart, he's calling you to come in. Honey, he wants to give you this peace. He wants to give you this life. He said, but if the Spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he that raised Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by his Spirit that dwelleth in you. Therefore, brethren, we're debtors not to the flesh to live after the flesh. For if you live after the flesh, ye shall die. But if through the Spirit do mortify the deeds of the body, you shall live. Brother, that's what I want to do today. There's a heaven to gain. There's a hell to shun. Brother, and I know there's a lot of people don't believe in hell, but I want you to know something. In the 16th chapter of the book of Luke, Jesus began to tell a story about a rich man. Brother, he fired scrumptiously every day, but there was a man that laid at his gate, a man called Lazarus. He had sores on him, and the Bible says he didn't have anything, but you know what? He desired, honey, that the crumbs that fell from the rich man's table, brother, the dogs come and lick the sores, and brother, the rich man died, and in hell he lifted up his eyes. Oh, listen to me, folks, tonight. If God's speaking to your heart to come to him, brother, it's because he wants to show you himself. He wants to teach you about the goodness of God. Brother, he wants you to have abundant life tonight. He wants you to be able to go forward, brother, and have abundant life and have it more abundantly. Brother said, for when we were in enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of His Son. Much more being reconciled, we shall be saved by His life. Romans 5:10. Brother, it's because of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. The Bible said that Jesus had not risen from the dead, then our faith would be in vain. But we don't have a vain faith tonight. We have a live faith tonight, because by faith, honey, I know that Jesus rose again. And by faith tonight, honey, I received Him as my Lord. I received Him as my Savior. But it was the Savior first, and then He became the Lord of my life. And He wants to do the same thing with you. I want to tell you just a little bit more. Bless God tonight. Brother, when I got so miserable I couldn't live, bless God, I began to look for the Lord. I died real, didn't realize what I was doing at the same time until after I come back to the Lord. But, brother, I began to slip off. I began to go into the church house and sit down. I'd wait until I felt the peace of God, and then I'd get up and go back to work. Honey, after a while, God began to show Himself to me. And God, on the first time, brother, I went back to church on Sunday morning in 1973. Bless God, I went in and the man got up. The preacher did, and he preached a message tonight on the prodigal son. He gave an altar call, and when he did, I got up out of that seat. I almost ran to the altar, and I got in and began to pray on my knees. And when I did, bless God, the Spirit of God came back into my heart. Bless God, Jesus moved in. The Spirit of Christ come into my heart. And brother, I come up shouting. And the following week, I was in the basement of my house. I was working on my old car. And I was getting so aggravated, I couldn't hardly stand it. And I said, boy, from now on, I'm going to lay my treasures up in heaven and not on earth. And the Lord spoke to me. Brother, and it was about the ministry for the second time. I didn't want to do it, but you know what? I said, it's got to be easier than trying to live like this, to do what God would have me to do. And brother, I'm so glad tonight that I answered that call, because I've had peace. I've had life in my life today. Brother, I can lay down and go to sleep of a night. And brother, I want you to know something today. Bless God, you can have the peace of God tonight, but you've got to come to Christ. Honey, I want you to know tonight that all these other religions of the world, honey, it might be, they might tell you there's many ways to God, but Jesus said, I'm the way, and He's the way tonight. When Lazarus was dead, it took Jesus to raise him from the dead. He said, Lazarus, come forth. And the Bible said that he come forth bound in grave clothes. He said, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. You see, whenever that Christ moves in, the Spirit of God will begin to lead you. He'll begin to speak to your heart. He'll begin to show you. He'll begin to teach you. He'll help you to find you a church somewhere. He'll help you to understand the Scripture. The Bible said in the book of James, He said, if any man among you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all men liberally, and he upbraideth not. Brother, I'll tell you today, Jesus wants you to understand tonight. Jesus wants to give you peace. He wants to give you everlasting life tonight. Brother, you might be saved that you're listening to me tonight, and that's wonderful. And I want to encourage you to just to go on and continue on in the Lord, for God has got great and mighty things for you. He said, for we've not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you've received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit itself bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. Honey, God won't leave you without a witness tonight, but God will give you a witness that are you that are saved. You've got that witness living down in you. And bless God, you that are lost tonight, you need to get that witness down in you by asking Jesus to come in and save you. Brother, I want to regenerate you into the family of God. Brother, I want you to know today, whenever that you can be called a son of God tonight, and if you're backslid tonight, if you laid your cross down, brother, because you might say, well, my family turned against me. You might say, yeah, I would, but things just got so hard, I couldn't go on and live for the Lord. Brother, I want you to know tonight, you can go back to where you laid that cross down, brother, and pick it up, and begin to follow the Lord again. Brother, I want you to know Jesus said, if you love your mother, your father, your sister, your brother, more than you love him, you're not worthy of him tonight. Listen to me today. God will move for you. He will move in your family. God will bless you. There's nobody that I know of that don't like to be blessed. And Jesus tonight is the blessing that God has given us that are born again. Brother, in this witness that we have tonight, it said that we are the children of God. And if children, then heirs, heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ, if so be that we suffer with him, that we may be glorified together. Listen to this 18th verse. For I reckon that the suffering of this present time are not to be compared with the glory that shall be revealed in us. Honey, God's got a great big heaven waiting for the people. Honey, that are born again tonight. He's got a heaven today. You might say that's just a child story. Honey, I want you to know Jesus said, suffer the little children that are coming to me and forbid them not, for such is the kingdom of heaven. But he also said that we've got to be converted and become as a little child today. Oh, listen to me. You that's carrying burdens tonight, honey, God, he said, casting all your cares upon him. He's a burden bearer. He said, my yoke is easy and my burden's light. He'll take that. You might say, I once lived for the Lord, but I took the bottle up. Honey, God will take that bottle away from you. If you'll give it to him, he'll help you to set that bottle down. Brother, he'll enable you and he will empower you to go on and not have to have that bottle, because he's with you. Oh, listen to me. You might say, I've never been saved, but I've got a bad drinking problem. I've got a bad drug problem. Brother, whenever that Jesus saves you, brother, he'll take that away from you. He'll help you tonight to get rid of that today. Honey, these untold stories, multitudes of stories, innumerable stories tonight, amount of stories that people been alcoholics, brother, Yearwood, and God delivered them. I used to be an alcoholic myself, but when I come back to the Lord, honey, and I took that cross up, and God took the taste of that stuff out of my mouth. They've been innumerable amount of stories that people have had drug problems. I'm talking about heroin. I'm talking about cocaine, methamphetamine, that they come to the Lord, and God would take that habit away from them, and bless God, he would put them into the body of Christ.
Amen.
I want to encourage you tonight to come to the Lord and receive this peace. The Bible says here in Romans 6:23, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. He said, for the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. Oh, I'm telling you tonight, folks, God is waiting for you to call on him. You might say, I would, but I just got to feel it first. Honey, let me tell you today, brother, if you are feeling that unction down in you, if you sense the presence of God, and God, that's God wanting you to call on him, you might be saved tonight. Brother, and you're going through these trials, brother, of your faith. I said a while ago, and I wanted to encourage you, and I do. Oh, listen to me. Call on the Lord. Brother, when Peter come out of the boat and started walking toward Jesus told him, he said, Lord, if it be you, come, bid me to come to you walking on the water. Jesus didn't hesitate. He said, come. And Peter bailed out of that boat. He began to walk on the water, going to where Jesus was already on top of the water, walking on it. And Peter began to walk on the water. And he got out there close to where Jesus was at. And the Bible said he seen the wind was boisterous, and he began to sink. You see, he got his eyes off of the Lord. But when he saw himself beginning to sink, he turned back to the Lord and said, "Lord, save me." And Brother Jesus took him by the hand and pulled him up. Brother, listen tonight. God will help you. He'll take these trials. He'll make you strong. He'll help you. He'll never leave you. He'll never forsake you. He said, according as his divine power hath given unto us things that pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge of him that hath called us to glory and virtue. 2 Peter 1:3. And this is the promise that he's promised us, even eternal life. Don't you want to go and have eternal life tonight, abiding deep within you and knowing that the Bible says it's appointed once the man to die. After this, the judgment. And don't you want to know that whenever that it comes your time that you leave out of this life, honey, it's just a short step over into the glory of God, into heaven tonight. Oh, listen to me. Call on the Lord while he's near. Call on him while he may be found, because he's waiting on you. Brother Yearwood, go ahead tonight.
Praise the Lord. Appreciate that wonderful word there, brother. Enjoyed every bit of it. Praise God.
Praise the Lord.
If you want to be a part of this service, want to call in on 310-742-1759, well, go ahead and call in. And I'm going to ask Brother Timothy Dockery to come and sing there now for us. Praise the Lord. Just worship the Lord with him. What do you sing?
Yes, Lord.
Every time I look at the morning paper, there on the very front page, hate and crime, another big scandal, who will it be today? As the prices rise, the moles decline and fall to an all-time low. Everything looks bad, it can make me real sad, if it wasn't for the things I know. I know my sins are covered by the blood of the righteous Lamb. I know that heaven is waiting and the saints will soon move in. I'm not shaking cause I'm not staying in this world with pain and sin. I know by the signs that I'm given, I know by what I've been reading, I know by every indication Jesus is coming again.
Yes, Lord.
The evening news is now available 24 hours a day. It can be told in 30 short minutes, there's a never-ending unsolved case. There's another big scene that's waiting in the wings when the headlines will unfold. While the world is frightened, I'm so enlightened by the things in the book. I know my sins are covered by the blood of the righteous Lamb. I know that heaven is waiting and the saints will soon move in. I'm not shaking cause I'm not staying in this world of pain and sin. I know by the signs that are given, I know by what I've been reading, I know by every indication Jesus is coming again. Oh, I know my sins are covered by the blood of the righteous Lamb. I know heaven is waiting and the saints will soon move in. Oh, I'm not shaking cause I'm not staying in this world of pain and sin. I know by the signs that are given, I know by what I've been reading, I know by every indication Jesus is coming again. Oh, I know my sins are covered by the blood of the righteous Lamb. I know heaven is waiting and the saints will soon move in. Oh, I'm not shaking cause I'm not staying in this world of pain and sin. I know by the signs that are given, I know by what I've been reading, I know by every indication Jesus is coming again. Oh, I know my sins are covered by the blood of the righteous Lamb. I know heaven is waiting and the saints will soon move in. Oh, I'm not shaking cause I'm not staying in this world of pain and sin.
742-1759. We'll put you right on the line here with us. 770, go ahead and tell us who you are and where you're at.
Hey, Brother Lord, this is Brother John from Thomaston, Georgia.
Amen. Just go ahead and obey the Lord there, brother.
All right. Tonight we're talking to you about life, and God dealt with me, the Spirit of the Lord dealt with me out of, if you have your Bibles, 1 Kings chapter 19. Tonight's title is, Do You Hear What I Hear? Do you hear what I hear? Story here, let me lay some foundation, amen. Here's Elijah, the prophet of God, in the time of Israel, amen. The time that they had King Ahab and Queen Jezebel had led much of the nation of Israel away from the one true and living God. And Elijah, the prophet, had declared that time that the heavens would be shut up, amen, because What had happened at that time is that they had not, like I said, they went away with the false prophets. And what happened when he came back, amen, he destroyed the prophets of Baal and the prophets of Asherah. Starting in verse 19, talks about that Ahab told Jezebel that all Elijah had done and how that he had, I'm going to be paraphrasing some of it, how he had slain all the prophets with the sword. Verse 2, he said, then Jezebel sent a messenger unto Elijah, saying, so let the gods do unto me, and more so, also, if I make not thy life as the life of one of them by tomorrow about this time. The
Amen.
Bible says in verse 3, and when he saw that, he had a revelation of it. He had a vision. When he had that vision and that revelation, he arose and went for his life and came to Beersheba, which belonged to Judah, and left his servant there. Yeah, here was a man, amen, that had come and proclaimed and declared, amen. He told them how long to halt you between two opinions. The Bible says in the book of James, chapter 1, that a double-minded man shall receive nothing from the Lord, for he's unstable in all his ways, like a sea tossed to and fro. But here he had come, and amen, and declared, amen, in the nation of Israel, that let the God that answered by fire be God. The God that he prayed to was just a few simple messages, few simple words, amen. That God answered by fire. He's the one true and living God. He is for life tonight. We need to know, amen. But even as there was a messenger sent from Jezebel. There was a messenger, amen. He began to run in fear for his life. He began to go for his life. He had a fear of man. But you need to know tonight, Proverbs 18:21 says, there's death or life in the power of the tongue. And they that eat their fruit thereof. We need to know tonight that, amen, there's a declaration tonight. The Bible says he came to Beersheba. Beersheba was the seventh well, amen, the time of Abraham and Isaac, amen, where they had made the covenant. He came to a well, and amen, he left his servant there. And the Bible says in verse 4 that he went another day's journey into the wilderness. And he came, he sat down under a juniper tree. And he even asked, he requested, the Bible says in verse 4, he sought for his death, he said, for himself. He requested for himself that he might die and said, it is enough. He had had enough. I don't know about you tonight, amen, but I don't know about you, but he had had enough, amen, of someone seeking his life, someone
Bless
coming after him, amen. He had had enough. He wanted to give up. It was so funny, amen, that he had went for his life, and yet he had asked the Lord to take his life. You need to know tonight, amen, church, that Jesus Christ come that you might have life and that more abundantly. Tonight we're speaking life and not death. Already had his prayers answered by God, answered by fire, spoken, amen. The Bible says in Jeremiah 5:14 that the words that you would speak are fire and the people would. Amen. They had made the sacrifice, the place of sacrifice. Even God divinely, amen, miraculously, because it hadn't rained in 3.5 years, had 12 buckets of water and saturated the sacrifice, amen, and hallelujah, and God answered by fire and cleaned up, amen, the water, the sacrifice, and even the dish around the sacrifice, amen, and God just gave an abundance. You need to know tonight, amen, that hallelujah, when he asked, amen, that was an unwise prayer. Tonight, church, we need to pray with wisdom, man. Amen, because we're speaking tonight that you shall live and not die. The
Amen.
Bible says in Isaiah verse 5, said he lay and slept under a juniper tree. Said, behold, then an angel touched him and said unto him, arise and eat. That's one of the originals, touched by an angel. He was touched by a messenger of God. He was sent away because of a messenger of the enemy. But tonight
Thank
you
Lord.
Need to know one thing, church. Hallelujah. When the enemy tries to send you away, when you're running for your life, it might be the very time, the very hour, when you're running, amen. You're running for your life and you're running away, amen, and death is seeking after you. You need to know tonight. Amen, that the Lord Jesus Christ will touch your life. And the Bible says that he touched him. Hallelujah. He told him, he said, arise and eat. Hallelujah. And the Bible says he looked and behold, there was a cake baking on the coals and a cruse of water at his head. And the Bible says he didn't eat drink. and laid him down again. Amen. The angel touched him, fishing some food. Amen. Divinely in the wilderness. You need to know that God can furnish a table in the wilderness tonight, church. No matter what you're going through, no matter what the substance, he was the rock in the midst of the wilderness, and he'll bring forth water and bread. And no matter where you're at, he'll bring forth substance and sustaining you. For he is Jehovah Jireh, the Lord who will see your provision, no matter where you're at. And the Bible says in verse 7 that the angel of the Lord came again and touched him the second time. And he said, "Rise and eat, because the journey is too great for thee." You need to know tonight, church, it's time for us to eat some little angel food. It's time for us to eat a little manna from heaven, because the journey is too hard for you. The journey of life is too long for you. So you need to rise up when the messenger of God begins to speak. You need to know, amen, tonight, that those of you that have spoken the broadcast are touching you with angel food tonight. They're touching you with the message of God tonight. They're touching you with the manna from heaven, that he is that bread that comes down, and it is a bread of life. I'm speaking to you tonight. There's not one of you underneath the sound of my voice need to die or even seek death tonight. The thing we need to seek is life. Jesus said in John chapter 14, verse 6, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." The Bible says in John chapter 1, "In him was the life, and the life was the light of men." Hallelujah. You need to know tonight that we need to seek life and not death. Amen. The Bible said, he said, "I set before thee life and death. Therefore, choose life, that thou and thy seed may live." Amen. Because when you make a choice for Jesus, when you make a choice for life tonight, you're not only choosing life for yourself, but you're choosing life for your loved ones. You're choosing life for those that are coming after you. You're choosing life and leaving an inheritance for your children and your children's children. Amen. You're leaving an inheritance for something you don't even know, because when you chose life, Joshua said in Joshua chapter 24, verse 15, "As for me and my house, we shall serve the Lord." Amen. There's a difference today tonight that we can make.
Yes.
But I want you to know, if you ask you again, do you hear what I heard? Do you hear, amen, what Elijah heard? And the Bible says in verse 8, "And he arose and did eat and drink, and went in the strength of that meat, 40 days and 40 nights into Horeb, the mountain of God." Amen. For 40 days, when he rose up, when he was tested that second time, that meal that he had was the last meal for 40 days. Hallelujah. You need to know something tonight. I'm talking about some word. I'm talking about some life that will sustain you when the journey is long and will bring you to the mountain of God. I'm talking about some food and life, the word of life. I'm talking about the bread of life. I'm talking about the water of life. Hallelujah. I'm talking about life that will sustain you until you get to the place of God, until you get to the mountain of God. And the Bible says in verse 9, "And he came thither to a cave, and lodged there. And he said, behold, the word of the Lord come to him." Hallelujah. "And he said unto him, what doest thou here, Elijah?" In other words, the word of the Lord came to him. He said, "Elijah, what are you doing here in this cave? I sent you to rise up in the journey. You ate of my meat." And I'm speaking prophetically to all
of
you tonight. The journey is long, but God has given you that bread that will sustain you tonight, church. That word of God that will sustain you when your journey is long and bring you into the presence of God. Hallelujah. Bring you into the path of life. Many of you, you have to understand, here's a man that had his prayers answered. God by far over and over again, victorious, victorious, victorious. And just because one woman, hallelujah, he faced the 450 prophets, the false prophets, the 850 false prophets. He faced all of them, hallelujah, but one messenger from a woman, from Jezebel, sent him going for his life. You need to know tonight.
Thank him, Lord.
The Bible says in Job that God has spoke once and twice, and I perceive that power belongs to God, and the power of life belongs to the Lord Jesus Christ tonight, church. Have you perceived it tonight? And the Bible says the word of the Lord, that was the word of life, which we handle, amen, which we speak tonight. And the word of the Lord came to him to the cave, came to him to the place of death, came to the place where he was seeking refuge for his life. You need to know tonight, the Bible says in Psalms 46 and verse 1, God is our refuge. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
You need to know tonight that he's a present help in times of trouble. There are many of you underneath the sound of my voice that are having times of trouble. But David said, King David said, "What
times, I am afraid. I will trust in thee. Church is time for the church of the living God. Maybe you don't know this one called Jesus, but it's time for you to begin to trust in him. He is life. Some of you have been in despair and you've run to the cave. Some of you have been in despair and you've run to darkness. Some of you have been begin to be shaken. But hallelujah, and he said, I marvel that you're soon shaken by another spirit or another wind of doctrine. Come on, church. We need to know tonight
that
the word of God came to him right where he was at and asked him, Elijah, what are you doing here?
Amen.
Tonight we need to know that the Son of Man come to seek and to save which was lost. He sent his word to heal him. And in the cave, amen, amen, God sent his word. And he said, I have been very jealous for the Lord God of hosts. For the children of Israel have forsaken thy covenant, thrown down thy altars, and slain thy prophets with the sword. And I, even I only, am left. And they seek my life to take it away. I'm the last man. I'm the last man standing. There's no other prophet. There's no other true prophet of God that's standing because he really truly believed he was all alone. There are some of you underneath the sound of my voice. You believe that you're all alone tonight, but I've got some news for you tonight, church. You're not standing alone because where you're standing at tonight is an army exceedingly great and mighty. It is an army and a kingdom that no man can number. You are not alone. You're not by yourself. You're not in a cave, amen, of despair. But you need to know tonight. He began to believe. He said, I'm jealous because Israel had forsaken thy covenant that you had made with him. They throw down every altar, every place of sacrifice. Some of you have been in despair because you've seen those around you forsake the covenant of God. You've seen them forsake the Ark of the Covenant. You've seen them forsake the promise of God, the relationship that they've had with one another. You've seen them tear down the places of sacrifice, that they were no longer there, that these altars became the altars or just things to gather dust. You've seen them, amen, begin to slay the prophets that was spoke in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. If you really believed that he was all alone, but the Lord said, and he said, go forth and stand up on the mount before the Lord. Just you need to know tonight, when you're in despair and you're running for your life and you run to the cave of death, you need to know tonight that it's time for you to go forth and stand before
Thank
the
you,
Lord. It's time for you to go before the Lord and stand before life. Hallelujah. And the Bible says, and behold, the Lord passed by, and a great and strong wind rent the mountains. Here it comes. Amen. The presence of the Lord. You need to know tonight that the Lord is passing by you tonight, church. He's passing by. Amen. But the Bible says when he was there on the mountain, hallelujah, and a great wind began to blow. Hallelujah. The Bible said, and break in pieces the rocks. Before the Lord, here, the wind was so great. Hallelujah, the wind was so great that it tore rocks, solid rocks, in two. You need to know tonight that when the wind is so great, and that which you trust in, that which you had faith in, begins to be torn in two and broken to pieces. When the rocks are falling apart all around you, and you think, amen, that there's nothing there. But you need to know that the Bible says, amen, but the Lord wasn't in, not in the wind. And after the wind came an earthquake. The Bible says that in the latter days there'd be earthquakes in divers places. There'd be a shaking going on. There was a shaking going on in that cave.
Yeah.
You understand? Elijah was still in the cave. He was still in the cave, and the winds were blowing, and the rocks were being broken on the outside. And then an earthquake, it began to shake the place where Elijah was. It began to shake the flames, amen, all around him. But you need to know that even in the earthquake, hallelujah, but the Lord was not in the earthquake. And the Bible says, and after the earthquake, a fire. Oh, hallelujah, tonight, I don't care where you come. You got in the cave of despair. You got in the place of death. And there was a great wind, and everything falling apart all around you. And there was a great earthquake, and things are being all shaken all around you. Hallelujah. And then after that, there was a fire. But the Lord was not in the fire. And after the fire, hallelujah, a still, small voice.
Amen.
Oh, church, tonight, do you hear what I hear? Do you hear what I hear? And it was so when Elijah heard it. Hallelujah. Oh, he didn't move out of the place of despair with a great wind. He didn't move out of the place of death with a great earthquake when the Lord, amen, hallelujah. He didn't move out of the place when there was a fire going on. But, honey, tonight he moved out of the cave of despair and death by the still small voice of the Lord Jesus Christ speaking to him and called him out. And the Bible says when Elijah heard it, oh, hallelujah, he said, my sheep know my voice, and a stranger they will not follow. He said that he wrapped his face in the mantle and went out and stood in the entering of the cave. And behold, there came a voice unto him and said, what doest thou here, Elijah? Oh, that voice said this, church, and I'm saying the same thing tonight. What are you doing in the cave of despair and death tonight, church? Because God is calling each and every one of you unto life. Amen. All around you there are things going on. All around you there's things being shaken up. All around you there are rocks being rent. All around you there are fires burning. All around you. But you need to know tonight, man, that after all that is gone, there's one thing that remains. It's the still small voice of the, yes, Lord Jesus Christ saying, what are you doing here? Well, I didn't call you to come to this place. I called you and gave you the meat for the journey because you will rise up in the strength. But I didn't call you to come to the place of death. I didn't call you to come to the place of the grave. I didn't call you, amen. The Bible says when the angels, he said in Psalms 91:11, he said he gave his angels charge over me to keep me in all thy ways. That's what that angel of the Lord was doing. You need to know tonight, the Bible says in the book of John, hallelujah, turning over there to John chapter 5, we're going to go back. I'm just going to give you a few more scriptures, and I'm going to get back to Brother Yearwood. But hallelujah, the Bible says in John chapter 5, verse 24, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word, what did it say? Elijah heard the voice. He that heareth my word and believeth on him, that sent me. Amen. He sent his word. Hallelujah. The word of the Lord came into him. He came to seek and to save that which was lost. He was a prophet of God, a man of God who had declared, who had stood, whose prayers was answered by fire, who declared right way, amen, that this God that he served, but one messenger from the enemy, to send him seeking for life. I can tell by the word of knowledge and the word of wisdom tonight that one message from the enemy has sent many of you running into the places of despair, places of death, places of the cave. You need to know tonight, church, there's no light in the cave. There's just the ragtags. There's just the creatures of the dark. But tonight, church, it's time for the church of the living God to come being cave dwellers.
Bless him, Lord.
Out to the mouth of the cave with a still, small voice of God, where they can hear the voice. And he said, and he that sent him hath everlasting life, and shall not come into condemnation to judgment, but is passed from death unto life. You need to know when he came out of that cave, he had heard the voice of God, and he passed from death unto life. Hallelujah. Church, tonight, the very moment that you hear the voice of God, you're passing from death unto life. He said, verily, verily, I say unto you, the hour is coming, and now is. You need to know the hours are to come. This is the hour that you'll hear the still small voice. This is the hour that you'll hear the voice. Hallelujah. And those that hear shall pass from death unto life. He said, the hour is coming, is that when the dead shall hear the voice of the Son of God, and they that hear shall live. How do you hear what I hear? Do you hear the still small voice of the Lord tonight? Ask you tonight, what are you doing here? What are you doing here in this place of death? What are you doing here in this cave? What are you doing in this place of despair? Hallelujah, because this is the hour when those that hear the voice of God, even if you're in the grave, even if you're in the place of death, even if you're in the blood of the dead, all they that hear shall live. I'm speaking tonight that you shall live and not die, church. I'm speaking about a church that's alive and well. I'm speaking about a church that will know him and the power of his resurrection. I'm speaking about a church that there's not dead, one dead among him. You do, as you're seeking God tonight in the cave or in the earthquake or in the fire. But when he comes to you in a still, small voice, he's not a God of the dead, but he's a God of the living. For as the Father hath life in himself, so hath he given to this Son to have life in himself. When the word of God came in, it had life in itself. and have given him authority to execute judgment also because he is the Son of Man. He can execute judgment because not only is he the Son of God, not only is he God manifested in the flesh, but he's also the Son of Man. He gave him the authority to execute judgment upon the Son of Man because he had lived and he lived in the flesh. He said, marvel not at this, for the hour is coming in that which all that are in the grave shall hear his voice and shall come forth, they that have done good unto the resurrection of life and they that have done evil unto the resurrection of damnation. You need to know tonight there's a resurrection, church. For each and every one of us, we come out of the abode of dead. It's either going to be the resurrection of life or the resurrection of damnation. Those that have done good and heard the voice, not only in the life to come, but in the life before. You got out of those places of death. You got out of that boat of death. You got out of that. David said, if I make my boat in hell, thou art there. If I ascend into the heavens and make up wings and send into the heavens, thou art there. You need to know tonight we serve an omnipotent, omniscient God, all-knowing God. That life is everywhere, church. No matter where you're at, you're not alone. You're not in despair. And the Bible says, going back there to 1 Kings 19, the Bible says, and the Lord said in verse 15, go, return on thy way to the wilderness of Damascus. When thou comest, anoint Hazael to be king over Syria. He was appointed to anoint the king over Syria. He was appointed to anoint Jehu, the son of Nimshi, that shall be anoint him king over Israel. And Elisha, the son of Shaphat, of Abel from Meholah, thou shalt anoint to be the prophet in thy room. The Bible says, when it shall come to pass, if Hazael's sword, for the second time, Hazael's sword, if it doesn't get him, then Jehu's sword is going to get him. If Jehu's sword don't get him, then Elisha's going to slay him. But he says, here's the thing, verse 18, and I'm going to give it back to Brother Lord. Yet I have left me 7,000 in Israel, all the knees which have not bowed into Baal, and every mouth which has not kissed him. Church, there's a remnant tonight, a remnant of life.
Amen.
There's a remnant that have not bowed their knee to these idol gods, to this false teaching, to these false prophets. They've not bowed their knees, but the only one, and his name is Jesus. One day,
yes,
everyone's going to bow, and every tongue's going to confess. Why don't you do it now, church? Why don't you do it right now, right there where you're at? If you're in the cave of despair, hear the still, small voice. What are you doing here? If you're in a place of death, you're in a boat there. Those of you that are drug addicts, those of you that are alcoholics, those of you that are illicit, those of you that are in hiding, those of you that don't believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, right now this word's being sent out to you. We're speaking and declaring all this word in the name of Jesus. I speak life unto you and not death. The life of the Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible says the life that I now live is not I that live, but Christ that liveth in me. The anointed one is living in you right now. You can receive him right now. You can have life in that more abundantly right now, right wherever. I don't care what country you live in. I don't care what state you're in. I don't care what time of day it is right now. I don't care what you're doing right now. Right now you can receive life in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
I speak life. I speak life because there's death or life in the power of tongue. I speak life. I don't speak death tonight. I speak life because I speak Jesus Christ unto your life right now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
There are many that have not bowed their knee to Baal. Don't wait till the last hour. Don't wait till the last minute when every knee shall bow. Already bow your knee. Already give your heart and already hear the voice of God. Because on that last day, in that last hour, there are going to be those that didn't hear his voice. Didn't hear his voice in this life. And they won't have another life. It'll be a resurrection. It'll be a life of misery. It'll be worse than a cave dwelling. Tonight, you have a choice. Right now, this while it's day, while it's right now. I know it's night to some of you, and that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about why you have the light, why you have the life. In him was the light, and the light was the life of men. Why you have Jesus, why you have the opportunity right now. Make that decision right now to Jesus Christ. Right now. Go ahead, Brother Lord.
Yes, Lord. Bless you, Lord.
Praise the Lord. Appreciate that, Brother John. Wonderful word. 706, come in and tell us who you are and where you're at, and then we've got another one here, too.
Yes, sir, Brother Lord. This is Brother Tony, all the way from Dalton, Georgia. How is everybody doing tonight?
Oh, everybody's just fine. Everybody's blessed, brother. Let me get this other one on, and since you called in before him, I'll turn you loose there.
All righty.
423, come in there and tell us who you are and where you're at.
Hey, it's Brother Petty, Sweetwater, Tennessee.
Hey, brother.
I call in and listen to your program. Appreciate you for sure what you're doing. And I know there'll be a lot of good come out of it. Always are. The Lord word will always go forward and everything else. A lot of people don't think that, but God's going to have the last say. And
amen.
I'm his and he's mine, and he seems fit to save me from the devil's hell. And I praise God.
Thank you, Lord.
I'm on my way to heaven, and I'm like this preacher come to visit us one Sunday morning. Said, there ain't no hypocrite going to keep me out.
Amen.
I'm made up my mind 50 years ago. I want to go to heaven, and I praise God. I ain't been perfect since then. I'll be telling you lies if I told you I was, but I've tried my best to serve the Lord and do what he'd have me to do. Main thing, bottom line, is seeing somebody saved. So let that other brother get on our brother, Lord, and God bless you, buddy, and we'll talk at you.
Okay, God bless you. Just hang in there with us, and we'll get you back there again, Brother Bobby. Go ahead there, Brother Tony, and just obey the Lord.
All right, brother. Well, I appreciate you having me on the air tonight. It's a blessing to be with y'all tonight. You know, Brother Lord, tell me the title tonight. I immediately thought of Paul when he was talking to the Philippians, and he said he basically just said to be absent from the body is to be present with God. And, you know, I'm just going to bring a scripture right now out of Philippians chapter 1. And, I'm going to start with verse 21. And where Paul says, for to me to live is Christ, and to die is gain. And verse 22 says, but if I live in the flesh, this is the fruit of my labor. Yet what I shall choose, I want not. Amen. You know, Apostle Paul tonight, he was talking about to leave this body. A lot of people think, a lot of Christian people that are lost, that Christians are crazy when we say that we'd rather go on and be with God. We'd rather go on and be in heaven. You know what? A lot of people may think, may make fun of us because we're crazy. And they may think that this is just our imagination. But Paul is a living example that Jesus Christ is more than just anybody's imagination. That heaven is more than anybody's imagination. Amen. Tonight,
amen.
I want to tell everybody, we've got a reason to live tonight, church. And Paul says, this is my food. For nevertheless, he said, verse 22, he says, but if I live in the flesh, this is the fruit of my labor, amen. Tonight I want to ask somebody, what is the fruit of your labor tonight? What is the fruit of your labor? Are we producing fruit tonight? Are we going to be that tree that Jesus talked about tonight, that in my life I'm going to produce fruit? In my life I'm going to produce fruit? In my life I'm going to do the good deeds, not just because they're good deeds, but they're deeds from the Father? In my life, am I going to testify about Jesus Christ openly to my friends and my families, and even to my enemies? In my life, am I going to produce fruit? Let me tell you something, you may go your whole life, amen, sowing seeds and producing fruit and never see somebody saved, amen. Just because you don't see nobody saved, that doesn't mean you're not doing your job. Just because you don't have nobody come up to you and say, I want to be saved because of the message you preach, that doesn't mean you're not doing your job. If you are called by God and you're obeying every single call that God, Jesus Christ, gives you, if you are living this life to fulfill your job and produce fruit, no matter what it is, amen, to produce holy fruit, no matter what it is, then you are doing your calling, amen. You are doing your job, amen. Because let me tell you something, we've got a reason to live, amen. I'm glad to know that I'm a winner either way. Church, you know what? I love the song that says I'm a winner either way, because if I stay, I'm a winner. Because I'm saved, I'm sanctified, sealed to the day of redemption, amen. And I can stay and I can continue to witness to people about God's love. I can continue to witness to people about his grace and about his mercy and about how good he is, amen. And if I go, I'm still a winner. You may think, well, how do you consider yourself a winner if your cold, dead body is laying in the ground? Listen, my cold, dead body may be laying in the ground until the rapture, but my spirit is going home, amen. My spirit is going home where I belong with Jesus Christ around the throne, amen. I'm a winner either way. To be absent from this body is to be present with the Lord, amen. I love to be here with my family. I love being here with my church, amen. But I tell you what, I don't have no greater desire, amen, than to just be home, amen, than to just be with Jesus Christ, amen. You know, sometimes when life gets rough in our life, when things get rough in our lives, and we go through some struggles, amen, we go through some storms, storms and spiritual battles, amen, we think, God, why don't you just take me home, because I'm tired of fighting this whole thing. I'm tired of fighting this battle. Why don't you take me home? I want to be like Paul, to be absent from the body is to be present from the Lord. But listen here, Paul did say to be absent from the body is to be present from the Lord. But we don't need to use that as an excuse to just die, amen. We don't need to use that as an excuse just to get out of our struggles, amen. He said this in verse 20, let's start reading verse 23. For I am in a strait betwixt two, having desire to depart and to be with Christ, which is far better. Amen. He didn't beat around the bush. He said it's a whole lot better to be with Christ. It's a whole lot better to just go home and just leave this whole world, because Paul is in prison. Paul is in prison. Writing this letter to Philippians, telling them to have peace and have joy. This man was in prison. This man was getting beat on a daily basis. This man was going through some hard times, just like us. And he said, I'd rather go home with God, just like a lot of people say. God, I'd rather leave this world. I'd rather die than to go through these struggles. I'd rather leave this whole world than to be in this pain. You know what? That's good. That's great. I would rather be with Jesus Christ, too. But God, Paul says something right here in verse 24. Nevertheless, to abide in the flesh is more needful for you. He says, I would rather go home. My heart's desire is to go home and be with the Lord and leave this trouble that I'm in. But it's meant for me right now to be on this earth to benefit you. I don't know who this message is for tonight. I don't know who I was speaking to tonight, but you do. Maybe you're going through some financial battles. Maybe some emotional battles. Maybe you're going through a storm and you just say, God, why don't you just take me out of this world? It's better to be with you than to be in this body. I do agree 100%. It is 100% better to be with God. But sometimes God's will for us is not to just leave this old world just yet, but to hang in there and to endure for somebody else's benefit, to be a testimony, amen, to be a light. Because the Bible said, you know what, the first time I get beat, I just want to die. And Paul just said, the first time I get locked in jail, I'm going to quit writing letters, I'm going to quit teaching, I'm going to quit preaching, and I'm going to just lay down, and I'm going to die. Because I accepted Jesus Christ in my heart, and I'm ready to go to heaven, that's it. But Paul didn't do that. Paul didn't say, you know what, I'm ready to go, I'm going to die. No, he said, nevertheless, for me to stay in this flesh, for me to stay on this earth, is more beneficial for you. It's more needful for you. Because there's people out there in the world. He was talking to the Philippians that needed a teacher. He was talking to the Philippians that needed instruction. There's somebody out there that needs your instruction. There's somebody out there that needs your teaching. There's somebody out there that needs your preaching, amen. To die, to leave this whole world, to die is gain. To be with Christ, 100%, I agree, yes. But also, to die when we want to is not God's will. To die when times get rough is not God's will. To die when we feel a little sickness and a little pain is not God's will. But to abide on earth until he calls us home, until we hear his voice, that is his will. And when, amen, God calls us home, when God calls us home, we know we've done our job, we know we've done everything that we're supposed to do, and it's time for us to go home. But until then, we have to endure. For the sake of our fellow brother, we have to endure this old world for the sake of the lost. Because if I'm gone, who's going to preach to Dalton, Georgia? I mean, I'm not just saying I'm the only preacher in Dalton, Georgia. Don't get me wrong, folks. But if I'm gone, who's going to preach to my family? If I'm gone, who's going to preach to the ones I know? If I'm gone, who's going to preach to the lost souls that I know? Nobody but me. God has me on this earth until he calls me home to preach to the lost that I know, to preach to the ones that I can reach out to and grab. That's our calling, to preach, to get out there to the ones that you can grab. So to leave this world is gain. To be with Christ is gain. It's great. It's wonderful, yes. But it's also a wonderful thing when we just say, God, I want to endure this pain. I will hold on through this storm. because I know there's somebody out there that needs this testimony. I know there's somebody out there that needs to hear how you carried me through. I know there's somebody out there that needs instruction and how to have a daily walk with you, Christ. I know there's somebody out there that needs to know how we can repent from our sins. And God, tonight, if that's going to be my voice that you use, then let it be. I want to do this. We've got to have our mind made up, church, that we will to do it for the sake of God. You know, a lot of times I can't wait to leave this whole world and be with Christ. It's going to be a beautiful day. It's going to be a glorious day. And I can't wait to get home. But I think until then, who's going to preach to my family? Who's going to be a light to my friends that are lost? Who's going to be a light to the ones that I work with that don't know Christ? Who's going to be that light? I'm here. Let me be that light. I'm here. Let me be that light for those people while I'm alive. Let me rejoice in the Lord. Let me stay sanctified. Let me stay holy. Let me be that one Bible that people will ever read while I'm here on this earth. And then when God calls me home, I can say what Paul said to Timothy: I have finished my course, and I have run my race. Finish my course and run my race. When God calls me home, and I know when God calls me home, it's not my will, but it's God's will. Then I know that I've done everything that God had wanted me to do. I've done everything that God had called me to do, and I had ran my race, and I had finished my course. So then I just want to encourage everybody tonight that whatever you're going through, whatever struggles you're going through, you may be saved, you may not be saved. The Bible does say to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. And that's a blessing. Yes. But let me tell you something. Like Paul said to the Philippians, it's better for me to stay here right now. It's more beneficial for me to stay here for your sake. Tonight, don't just give in. Don't throw in the towel and say, that's it, I'm tired, if it ain't God's will. But hold on and endure for your loved ones that don't know Christ. Hold on and endure for your loved ones that need instruction on how to have a daily walk with Christ. Hold on and endure to be that light that a lot of people will never get to see again. Amen. I'd like to thank Brother Yule for the time tonight. I hope and pray that this message touched somebody. I know it has, and I know it will, because God said that His word will not come back void. And
amen.
I was like, God is a blessing to us, amen. God is wonderful to us, I just can't describe the blessings that God gives me. You know, I know sometimes I wonder, you know, why don't I have this? Why don't I have that? You know, and God says, I'll give it to you in my time. I'll give it to you in my time. Sometimes we wonder, why don't we have this or why don't we have that? Just let God give it to you in His time. And we look forward down here at Varnell Full Gospel to seeing Brother Yearwood and his family and Clayton Green and his family down here. And next week in the Holy Ghost revival we're gonna have. And I'm sure Brother Yearwood had already mentioned June 12th through the 15th, and we're going to have a Pastor Appreciation Day for Brother Willie Torres on the 11th, Saturday 11th at 4 o'clock. And we're looking forward to having a great revival coming up. You know, if you're in the North Georgia area, if you're around the area, just come on and be with us. You know, listen to Brother Yearwood and Brother and Sister Green. They're wonderful ministers. You don't want to miss a blessing. You don't want to miss a blessing. I believe this is going to be a great shaking in the North Georgia area. So, Brother Lord, we look forward to seeing you this weekend, brother. And thank you for your time.
Amen. We sure do appreciate that. We're planning on being down there with you guys on the Appreciation Day there on the 11th of May. Then we're going to start that Holy Ghost revival on the 12th and go through the 15th. Just looking forward for a great move of God. I've been telling everybody that we're looking for a, Azusa Street Revival.
Amen.
We're going to have the Branham family now to come around and sing a song. And you can, it's the next generation, the Branhams, and you can reach them, thebranhamfamily.com. And that's a way to get a hold of them to get them to come to your church. That'll be thebranhamfamily.com. So I'll go ahead and let them sing now, and I'll come on next with some scriptures there by God's help.
I'm going through, yes, I'm going through. No matter what the devil throws at me, I know what to do. I call upon the name of the Lord. I hold out my shield and sword. Satan, you can't stop me now, cause I'm going through. The preacher talked about victory when God's children crossed the Red Sea. How they walked across on dry land, Pharaoh's army drowned in the deep. By the time he finished preaching, it was plain to see that God delivered those before him. Do the same for me. I'm going through, yes, I'm going through. No matter what the devil throws at me, I know what to do. I call upon the name of the Lord. I hold out my shield and sword. Satan, you can't stop me now, cause I'm going through.
If you're going through a fiery trial, you don't know how to pray. Just turn your eyes toward heaven and ask the Lord today. He'll fill you with His power. Just trust Him and believe.
Oh, you put a song down in your heart
that you can sing with me.
Well, I'm going through.
Yes, I'm going through. No matter what the devil throws at me, I know what to do. I call upon the name of the Lord. I hold out my shield and sword. Satan, you can't stop me now, cause I'm going through.
Yeah,
I'm going through. Yes, I'm going through. No matter what the devil throws at me, I know what to do. I call upon the name of the Lord. I hold out my shield and sword. Satan, you can't stop me now, cause I'm going through. I call upon the name of the Lord. I hold out my shield and sword. Satan, you can't stop me now, cause I'm
praying. Praise the Lord, huh? That wonderful song. You know, I'm going through, praise God, I'm going through with Jesus. That's the way I'm
Amen.
Going through with. Hallelujah. I just praise Him for that, and praise God. I've got a few scriptures here I'd like to read. St. John 6 and verse 63. It is the Spirit that quickeneth the spirit of the flesh. Profiteth nothing the word that I speak unto you, they are spirit, and they are life. You know, praise God, the Spirit of God is life tonight, and you know, has everybody been speaking about the life, you know, tonight? That's what the title of our message is all about. You know, I tell you what, praise God, I'm glad tonight to know the Spirit of God is life and not dead. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I'm glad to know tonight, praise God, if you've got the Spirit of God dwelling down in your flesh, praise God, it's not death. Hallelujah. I'm glad tonight to know, hallelujah, praise God. I'll come back here in a minute with this word. Praise God. 478, come in there and tell us who you are and where you're at. 478 391. Come in there and tell us who you are and where you're at. Praise God. Hallelujah. Let's look into 2 Corinthians 3 and 6 there. now also have made us able ministers of the New Testament, not of the letter, but of the Spirit. For the letter killeth, but the Spirit give life. Hallelujah. You know, praise God, I'm glad tonight to know that the Spirit of God down in this old body will give you life. Hallelujah. It will raise you up, and it will set your feet upon a solid rock. I praise God, this flesh can be dead, but the Spirit of God will bring it to life. Whenever it's walking around out here and unsaved and don't know the Lord as their personal Savior, they are dead as far as being in Christ. But praise God, whenever they get in the Lord, they can have this life. And praise God, I thank God tonight. This word that we preach is the Spirit of God. I like your John 10 and 10. It says, the thief cometh not but to steal and to kill, but and to destroy. I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly. That's Jesus talking to us. That's Jesus and the devil have come to steal and to kill. But praise God, Jesus said, I've come to give you life and give it more abundant. I'm glad tonight to know, praise God, that we can call upon the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and he will hear us. It don't matter how deep in sin that we may have sunk. It don't matter how far that we may went down. But praise God, I'm glad that we can call upon somebody that is called Jesus, and that
Amen.
He will come down, and he will reach down. He will get us by the hand, as,
bless
as the
Lord.
Brother was speaking about Peter there a while ago, whenever he was walking out on the walked out of the ship, and he stepped down on the water, and he started to walking toward Jesus. Hallelujah. As long as he kept his eyes on Jesus, everything was all right. But when he took his eyes off, he began to sink. And all he had to do was say, Jesus, save me. And the Lord immediately struck his hands out, and he took him by the hand, and he lifted him back up. That's the kind of Jesus that I'm a servant tonight. Praise God, you may be on your way to sinking down, but all you've got to do is to say, Jesus, save me. And the Lord will stretch his hands out. He will reach down. He will get you. He will pick you back up. He will set your feet back upon that solid rock. Praise God. Let's look into Isaiah 38:1 there. It said, in these days were Hezekiah sick unto death, and Isaiah the prophet, the son of Amos, came unto him and said unto him, thou saith the Lord, set thy house in order, for thou shalt surely die, for thou shalt die and not live. You know, I'm telling you tonight, God is telling people all around this world, all around this country, to set your house in order. And I wonder, I was studying on this here this evening, I wondered how many people that whenever God spoke to and told them to set their house in order, I wonder how many of them could do like Hezekiah did. Hezekiah here, he said, then Hezekiah turned his face toward the wall and prayed unto the Lord and said, remember how now, O Lord, I beseech thee, how I had walked before thee in truth and with a perfect heart, and have done that which is good in thy sight. and Hezekiah wept bitterly, swore. Then came the word of the Lord to Hezekiah, or to Isaiah, I'm sorry, saying, go and say to Hezekiah, thus saith the Lord, the God of David, thy father, I have heard thy prayer. I have sent I've seen thy tears. Behold, I will add unto thy days 15 years. Now, you know, the Lord sent a word to Hezekiah to set the house in order, and praise God, he had to do something, and he had a life, praise God, that he was pleasing unto God, I believe, because he reminded the Lord how he lived and how that he served him, and he had a perfect heart before God. And you know, then the Lord told Isaiah to go back and tell Hezekiah that I've just added 15 years to your life. I'll praise God. I'm going to tell you something today. The Spirit of God will add years to your life. My
Amen.
Friend, you need to turn to God and say, Lord, have mercy on me, for I'm just an old a lost sinner on my way to a devil's hell. But praise God, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believe in him should not perish but have everlasting life. That is the Spirit of God, that God has sent down here to us. He sent his Son, Jesus, down here that we could have this life. Let's look into John 11 and 25. It said, Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me shall, though he were dead, yet shall he live. Hallelujah. Praise God. I'm glad tonight to know that Jesus told Mary over there. He said, "Is Lazarus?" They said, "Lazarus dead. He stinketh. He's been there 4 days." But Jesus said, "If they only believe on me, he shall live." I'll praise God tonight, my friend. They ain't going to be. If we are a born-again believers and washed in his blood, I don't believe that we're going to die. I believe that we're going to be just translated. Our spirit, as Paul said over there, Paul said to be absent from this body, to be present with God. I'm glad tonight to know if
Thank
we
you,
are a saved, born again, washed in the blood of Jesus, one day after a while, we're going to just pass from this life on into the kingdom of God, because it's going to be wonderful. One day after a while to know, praise God, that our body, it may go back to the dust of the earth whence it come from. But Jesus said, Paul said over there that our spirit was going back to God who gave it. I'm looking forward for that. One day after a while, I'll just be translated just to go right on back into the kingdom of God, because I know that my spirit belongs to God. I remember when the Spirit of God come into my life in January 1975, 2 o'clock on a Sunday morning. I praise God. He come into my life. He changed my life. He changed my life from a sinful life unto a life of Christian, into a life that he changed me from the moment and twinkle. Praise God. He changed my life. Hallelujah. I'm so thankful
Thank
that
you,
he did. Praise God. Let's look into John 5 and 24 and 26. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my words and believeth on him that sent me have eternal, everlasting life, and shall not come unto condemnation, but is passed from death unto life. Hallelujah. Ain't that something to know tonight? Praise God. That we passed from death unto life. In 25th there it says, verily, verily, I say unto you, the hour is coming, and now is, when the dead shall hear the voice of the Son of God, and they that heareth shall live. Hallelujah. For as the Father have life in himself, so have he gave to the Son to have life in himself. Praise God. Hallelujah. I tell you, God has given us life in
Amen.
Him tonight. In Romans 6:23, right here sums it all up, my friend. It says, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. You know, that's what it's all about tonight. Praise God. Sin ain't nothing but death. Whenever it is finished, it brings forth death. But praise God, if we're in the Lord, we can have life and have it more abundant. Let's look into 2 Timothy 1:10 through 13. But is now made manifest by the appearing of our Savior, Jesus Christ, who have abolished death and have brought life and immortality to life through the gospel, whereunto I am appointed a preacher and an apostle and a teacher of the Gentiles, for the which cause I also suffer these things. Nevertheless, I am not ashamed, for I know how whom I have believed and am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed unto him again that day. Hold fast the form of sound words which thou have heard of me in faith and love which is in Christ Jesus. Praise God. Hallelujah. 1 John 3:14, we know that we have passed from death unto life because we love the brethren. He that loveth not his brethren abideth in death. You know, praise God, I'm glad tonight to know, hallelujah, that I've passed from death unto life because I love my brethren. I'm glad that I find the words of God that encourages me. I praise God, you know, my friend, tonight, if you've got an ought against someone, you're not made perfect in that love. You need to get that earned the blood. You need to get where that you can love of that person, of that brother. You know, I hear it says, and I want to read it again. That sounds good to me. We know that we have passed from death unto life because we love the brother. He that loveth not his brother abideth in death. My friend, that's plain to me tonight. Praise God. If you've got an ought against your brother, you're not made perfect in his love. You've got death in your life, but you need to get it out if you want to make heaven your home.
Amen.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Look into Psalms 118 and verse 17 and 18. I shall not die, but live and declare the works of the Lord. The Lord have chastened me sore, but he has not given me over unto death. Hallelujah. Praise God. Ain't that something tonight? Praise God to know, hallelujah, that we have passed from death unto life. Praise God. I thank God tonight for this broadcast. I praise God for each and every call in there. We had about seven call-ins there, I believe, tonight, so I thank God for them, and praise the Lord. Brother Eddie?
Yeah.
Go ahead. We got about 10 minutes there. Obey the Lord a little bit there and let Brother John have it there and give his church announcement. And one of yous, we need to get Brother Bobby back in there too. Let me get Brother Bobby in first and let him give the church announcement there. And I'll let one of yous take us off there then. Brother Bobby?
Yes, sir. Well, Brother Gilbert, our church is in Sweetwater, Tennessee Church, Sweetwater Church of God, on Monroe Street, and we invite everybody in to come be with us 10 o'clock Sunday morning, 6 o'clock Sunday night, 6:30 Wednesday night Bible study, and we believe the Bible, teach the Bible, and bottom line is we want to see souls saved, and the church
Amen.
Is praying for souls, and it's happening. We're growing, and I praise God for that. That woman that I asked to pray for last night, while she got healed at 9 o'clock this morning, she with Jesus tonight, and she's got a new body and walking the streets of gold, and that's everybody's desire, and I praise God for that. Amen.
Amen.
So just remember that family. They miss the one that goes on, but you're talking about having that life. Well, she's got that life. She's got that
Amen.
New body. And we'll all get it if we live that holy, consecrated life. And I praise God for all these testimonies that come on there, amen, that
holds
this bloodstained banner and uplifts Jesus, amen. He's the way, the life, and the truth. We can go no other way except by him. And praise
amen.
God, I thank the Lord that he come down, and that's John 3:16. He so loved the world. And that's great love, Brother Lord, amen, that he did.
Yes, it is.
Love me before I loved him. And praise God for the program and everybody that's on in the list. And God bless everybody. And so I turn it back to you. These boys can get on there and take us off. Thank you.
Amen. Appreciate you, Brother Bobby. God bless you. Brother Eddie?
I'd like to say that if there's anybody out there that would want me to come and hold a revival or preach in your church, my phone number is 423-562-6583. And we'll just give us a call, and Lord willing, we'll be there. And I'd like to say I've enjoyed this broadcast. And Brother Gilwood, I thank God tonight for the opportunity to preach the gospel to whoever's listening. And I thank God tonight for each one that's been on this broadcast. And I've enjoyed it all. I'm going to turn it back to you, brother.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Brother John?
Yeah, brother.
Just go ahead and make the church announcements. We've got 6 minutes left. And tell us about your son there, if you will, and take us off with prayer.
All right. Church, Pastor John Sample, Pastor Zion Tabernacle, along with my wife, Sister Debbie, in Thomaston, Georgia. We are located about 75 miles south of Atlanta, Georgia. In Thomaston, Georgia, right downtown on Main Street. Amen. And God has blessed us abundantly, outreach, and God has blessed us abundantly in this broadcast. We just appreciate the opportunity to be a part of this living broadcast. Amen. This reviving broadcast that in the latter days is reaching out to all the world. And we're believing souls to be saved, people to be healed, and our services are on Sunday morning at 10 o'clock, Sunday school or regular church time 11, Sunday night 6 o'clock, Wednesday night 7 o'clock. And just really need to pray, amen, for my son. I'll tell you, we know that the enemy is pulling down, is losing hold, many of his strongholds. The Bible says the first bite of a strong man is spoiled as good, so we're seeing that. Amen. We're seeing salvation. We're seeing miracles. We're seeing everything the Word of God is doing. And I just praise the Lord that we are living and experiencing it. And just like you said, Brother Lloyd, we're looking for that Azusa Street revival, and we're living it, being part of it now. And this is the end time revival that God is coming. He's coming. No man knows the hour nor the time, but we do know that he's coming. The Bible says the wicked servant delay is coming. We know that he's coming. He's not delaying his coming. He's coming.
Amen.
How is that? We think not. Amen.
Thank you,
he's coming in life, and he's coming. Amen. Just like Brother Tony said, you know, there a while ago there, first of all, the Bible says those that are dead in Christ shall rise first. Amen. Those that are alive and remain. Amen. Tonight we serve a God, but we're among the living. When he told Amen. Moses out of the bush, he said, I am the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. Amen. When he came and he said, go tell Pharaoh, he said, let my people go. Amen. There's a time he was speaking tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. That where there's just a time, amen, that he was a God of the living, not a God of the dead. Tonight, you might be on the backside of a desert, and you might be in Jesus like Moses. He was tending to his father-in-law's flock. Amen, seemingly out-of-the-way places. But you need to know tonight that my Lord and Savior goes to the out-of-the-way places. Right now, he's in the out-of-the-way places. You might be in Siberia. You might be in the Ukraine. You might be here or there. You might be in South Korea. You might be in downtown USA, wherever it is. But tonight, you're hearing the word of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we're speaking life tonight. Amen. We serve a God that's living today and not a God that's dead. Amen. In the third day, amen. I'm glad that he went in. And amen. He got the keys tonight. Amen. He took death for each and every one of us. He laid down his life for each one of us that we would all have
amen.
Life and have more. And we believe tonight, amen. We just seen the miracles, but we know that, amen, that we are in a battle, amen, and the battle is the Lord. We know that we're fighting and just pray, amen. We've got many requests in my church. We've got many people, amen. We just abundance there. Just remember my son Joshua, amen, fighting a battle, amen, satanic attack against us and against family and church. But we just know that, amen, that he will not win, and we will overcome.
Amen.
The Bible says greater is
in
the world. We know that strongholds are being pulled down, amen, and we're going to stand strong in the power of his might. The Bible says that we'll move down all to stand and put on the whole armor of God. Wherever you're at tonight, amen, it's time for you to take that stand. It's time for you to take that stand of life. Amen. The Bible says stand fast in liberty wherever Christ has made thee free. Be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. Tonight, right now, wherever you're at across this globe, wherever you're at across this world, right now, we just speak unto you right now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, right now, in Jesus' name, we speak to those that have cancer, and we command these cancers to wither up and die in the name of Jesus Christ. We speak to those who have neurological diseases, and Lord, battling with the mind, that in the name of Jesus, you give them the spirit of power and love and of a sound mind in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, the spirit of love. Father, right now, in the name of Jesus Christ, God, we speak into in the Alzheimer's patients, that God, that these cells would live and not die, that they would be restored by the power of the Lord Jesus Christ. And
amen.
Father, just pray right now, Lord, these different muscle diseases, we speak to them, muscular dystrophy, and God, just multiple sclerosis in the name of Jesus Christ, cerebral palsy, Father, we speak healing right now. Deafness, Lord, right now in the name of Jesus, so thou have ear to hear. Deafness, I speak to you in the name of Jesus Christ, and I speak hearing in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Jesus.
Those that are blind right now, blinded eyes are being opened right now in the name of Jesus Christ, both spiritually and physically. Right now, blinded eyes being opened right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Right now, those that are at the point of death, right now, doctors are coming in and say, I don't understand, there's life. People are saying right now, there's people coming in and say, this is
Fashion
the chance
Lord.
I had this, that is. But right now, even as I'm speaking, it's gone in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, we thank you, we praise you, and we worship you, that God, you are alive and well. And Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, let's hear a good report. All over this globe, all over this world, Father, we're speaking life and not death. Lord, we're speaking a good
yes,
report.
I love it.
The arm of the Lord being revealed. We're speaking these churches and these evangelists speaking revival for this end time outpouring of your spirit. We're talking about this is that the prophet Joel spoke of. Hallelujah, Lord, and that we will speak as the Spirit of God gives the utterance. Father, we just give you the glory and honor for this end time message that God is coming and you're coming back, and Father, that we are part of it.
Ooh, hallelujah. Amen.
We just give you the glory and honor that you would go before us, Lord, and return us back safely, Lord, for these other broadcasts, that, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ, just bless these revivals. Bless the revival of Barnell. Bless, Lord, the revival of Brother Sister Green and Brother Lloyd and Sister Betty here, and Brother Bobby, his church there in Sweetwater, and Sister Connie there, and all them
yes,
there calling
Lord.
You, brothers. Blue and Sister Green's there in Springville, Ohio, their church, that revival will break out. And
yes.
We will not come
by
the fire. Barriers will be broken down, struggles will be broken down. And Father, we just give you the glory and honor that we'll begin to hear, amen, life coming forth in the mighty name of Jesus and resurrecting power. And we'll give you the glory and honor in Jesus' holy name. Amen and amen.
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 Praise the Lord. Appreciate that. Appreciate all the call-ins. We done gone, so. God bless you. We love you. We'll talk to you there the next time.
Amen. God bless you.
God bless you.
God bless you.
God bless you.